On today's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First offers perspective on the often controversial Buffalo Billion Economic Development Initiative. He also provides details on a massive project in Pearl Street. First, Jim Fink looks at some recent changes on the downtown Buffalo landscape.
I'm looking more like in the Delaware Chippewa area, which is a hub of downtown unto itself. For instance, where Rachel's used to be, right at the corner of Delaware and Chippewa. Well, Rachel's moved across the street into the Delaware North building. They're now facing out towards South Elmwood. So what happens to that empty space? Later this month, it's opening up as Bruno's, which is a sort of an Italian-themed restaurant where you can sort of create your own pasta bowls or pasta. And right across the street where Papaya just closed last week in the Hampton building, that is going to be reopening in May as Wave, another Asian-themed restaurant. And again, these are all private sector dollars investing in downtown. And there's some more examples of how downtown's resurgence continues to move forward. Perfect example is Ellicott Development's the 500 Pearl project. It's a $75 million investment. It wasn't all that long ago that collectively all of the development in downtown Buffalo might have equaled $75 million.
This 500 Pearl Street, we recall it as if you were coming into downtown Buffalo along Pearl Street.
It's sort of right behind the 710 Theater. It's right at Pearl and West Tupper. And if you're coming in off the Kensington, you really can't miss the project because it really takes over the landscape. It is a true mixed-use project. There's going to be a 110-room A-Loft hotel, which is part of the Marriott chain. And mind you, it wasn't all that long ago that if you'd gone to Marriott and said, can we have an A-Loft, which is kind of their cool, chic, funky brand hotel, can we have an A-Loft in downtown Buffalo? They probably would have laughed at you. You also have a dozen apartments. You have some office space, indoor parking, almost 400 spots. It's all centered around what was the Buffalo Christian Center, which is a building that itself goes back to 1914. They're going to keep the theater. Road Less Travel is currently using the Forbes Theater, although they may shift that to another part of the project.
A $75 million project, this kind of investment coming in from Ellicott Development.
Private sector dollars, too.
Understood. No doubt they'll get a return on that?
They'll get. Look at Billy Paladino, Carl Paladino, Paul Gregory. They're very smart. They wouldn't be making this investment if they didn't think that there would be a return on their investment. Now, will they get a return on their investment in year one? No. It's a long-term investment, but it's a sign of confidence. It speaks volumes when it isn't just the public sector throwing money willy-nilly. This is private sector dollars in downtown, and I think that it has its own rising tide effect.
Since you brought it up about public sector dollars, obviously there's been a lot of talk about the Buffalo Billion, the lack of accountability in it, some of the failed projects that have been associated with it. But from a person who follows business, has it been successful?
Yes, there have been issues with the Buffalo Billion. We can't deny that. But the reality is, and I know there's been a lot of questions about Riverbend and everything, the Buffalo Billion took an empty brownfield. It is now a million-square-foot plant with people in there working. Panasonic and Tesla people are in there. They're in there working. AMRI, they're over in Conventus. These public sector dollars have led to private sector investments. Look over at the Northland Corridor. They started out investing $44 million, the state did.
Okay.
That has grown to now more than $100 million of public and private sector dollars in there. It has become a training center hub for the region. You have the Buffalo Manufacturing Works that will be moving over there. I wrote in a story last week about the theatrical union taking 10,000 square feet to train behind-the-scenes people for films and other productions. When Tim Clark from the Film Commission goes out and, you know, tries to sell Buffalo to film producers, directors, whatever, one of the things he can now say is, you don't have to import people to work here. We have the people that are properly trained.
Jim Fink, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks.